All right, and with BCHL Commissioner Chris Hemp. Chris, it's been publicized that a season will take place this year, but what will it will look like is a lot less certain. What scenarios are you planning for as a league?
Well, we expect to play, and we're planning for every scenario, really, Brendan. We think that if things go well and we get the municipal authorities and the provincial health authorities on board, that we could start the season on time. We're not counting on that, and we're definitely building schedules that allow us to move the start date back. But if we could get our full 54-game regular season schedule in, that would be great.
Now, will there be several different versions of the league schedule this year that will be coming out due to the numerous start dates being kicked around?
What we'll do is we'll likely, based on what happens in the next month, because we think in the month of June there will be a lot of information coming our way and a lot of discussions at the municipal level with arena openings and also with the provincial health authorities at the league level. We believe that we'll come out with a schedule that it starts in the normal period of time. And then what we'll do is we'll react to that. And in two-week increments, we will pull back from a 54-game schedule.
Touch on the need for having some fans in the stands and what percentages are considered realistic and if crowdless games are considered not an option.
Well, for us, that's not a way we can run our business. Unlike professional leagues where they have television revenue and sponsorship revenue that can kind of keep their heads above water, we're based on having bums and seats. So, and that means tickets, and that means sponsorships that are based on having people in the stands. So we will not be able to operate with empty arenas.
Yeah, because I was hearing something from Prince George Spruce Kings general manager Mike Hawes about, you know, having maybe a 25% threshold and even a 50% threshold or certain percentages being kicked around depending on where the province is in terms of large gathering restrictions.
Yeah, what we've said to the province is that, you know, we think we could start at a 25% arena capacity at the beginning. And as the province allows, we'd like to move it up to 50% or even more in the new year. So we're talking about a phased approach, which is something that is attractive to the government because the more time goes by, the more they have an idea on how we're doing with the pandemic. So, yeah, we've offered that that we could start the season at a 25% arena capacity with all the social distancing and the hygiene requirements that that they've asked for. And we still think that we could have a business. And it'll be up to some of our teams whether or not that's going to work for them. And we will obviously hear from them. But at this point, that is something that we've put on the table.
How much dialogue, if any, have you had with the government as well as organizations like Hockey Canada in terms of how to best proceed?
Well, we've been in constant contact with Hockey Canada through our CGHL board, and from the very beginning, they've been with us every 2 weeks just giving us updates. So we've had a lot of contact with Hockey Canada. What Hockey Canada realized is that it's very difficult to bring the season back to Junior A all at once because we have such differing situations in the regions in terms of how they're doing with the pandemic. So what they've done is they've stepped back and said, we're going to leave it to the municipal authorities to open their arenas based on what they feel is safe and for the provincial health authorities to allow the user groups to come into those arenas. So we've had an ongoing dialogue with the province. We had another call with them this week. We've had a conversation with the premier, and we think they're listening. So I'm very hopeful that we're on the right track.
What's been the biggest challenges for teams when it comes to both recruiting and costs during the pandemic?
Well, I think there's been a lot of rumors out there that are untrue. And so when teams go to recruit, they're constantly having to deal with parents that have heard false information from parties that are not in the know. So what we've tried to do is to make sure that our teams know exactly what's going on. We're in constant communication with them. And Now that Hockey Canada has removed themselves from the equation, everybody knows that it's really going to be up to the BC government and the municipal authorities. And that's made it clear. And that's been the biggest problem, is that people have been disseminating false information, and we just need our fans to understand that a lot of what gets said on Twitter ain't true.
Yes. How steep was the financial impact for teams that were still in the playoffs last season that lost out on much-needed revenue?
Well, it wasn't just the playoff revenue, which we all count on to kind of get back to a break-even. The teams in our league are not moneymakers. We have a collective loss every year, and this additional loss, we think collectively, was about $3 million. When you factor in the lost playoff revenue and also the opportunity to have summer camps and spring leagues that have been money generators for our teams.
Yeah. It's another big year for the BCHL with the Penticton Vs hosting the Centennial Cup next spring. I would imagine there's a sense of urgency to see this event take place after the National Junior A Championship was canceled in Portage this year.
Yeah, we'd love to see the Centennial Cup in Penticton. They're a great market. I think it would be a real benefit to our league to put on the kind of show we could in that venue. However, we also realize that should this pandemic push the season back, we would be hard pressed to get the number of games we would like in, and also have the Centennial Cup go off as per usual. So there's a constant dialogue going with Hockey Canada as to whether it can move back, and we'll wait for the authorities to tell us what they want to do there.
Yeah. Are teams like the Prince George Spruce Kings, who host a show home lottery every year to raise funds, have an advantage over other teams that maybe don't have a major fundraiser?
Well, every team has its own unique economic challenges, and what the Spruce Kings have done is thought out of the box to use the lottery home as a major source of revenue, and we respect the fact that they have made that kind of move, and we know that the city really supports it. So, you know, the Spruce Kings are one of our strongest franchises, and we feel that that lottery and the way everybody in Prince George and that region can support it is a terrific opportunity for the team to make the kind of money it needs to break even.
What has the BCHL learned from other sports leagues during this pandemic, and how has this potentially changed the way you and other and your teams operate in the future?
Well, I think all of us have kind of learned from the pandemic. You know, there's a lot of things that we've taken for granted. You know, we've always expected our fans to be there for us, our sponsors to be there for us. And we know that that relationship is tenuous. And, you know, while we don't think our fans are going to not come back, I think that it's been hard on them, because we've got, you know, folks out there that have lost their jobs. We got folks out there that have having to take cuts in pay. So we haven't learned anything from the other leagues, but we've learned from our fan base that we've got to be a place that they can spend their dollars and feel good about it.
Yeah. Is there any way to play if the current restrictions on large gatherings remains in place come the fall?
You know, the problem we've got, Brendan, is that we don't really know where we fit in the phased approach that the government has put out. We don't feel we fall into phase four, which is professional sports. We think we're probably more like phase three, which is symphonies and movie theaters and that venues of that like. So we've got work to do to get that clarified with the government, but we know one thing, that our provincial government has been extremely supportive of our story. They get the value proposition of the BC Hockey League. We're not coming to them as a hockey league. We're coming to them as 17 BC communities that have a vested interest in making sure their hockey team is able to compete. And they're listening. I feel very strongly that the provincial government is listening.
Anything else you'd like to add or mention at all just before I let you go?
Well, I would just say that a lot of the decision-making that is going to happen around getting hockey back in the BCHL is now moved to the municipal level. And, you know, it's the council and the mayor that are going to be hearing from us, obviously, that, you know, we need to figure out a way to get the arenas open that is safe, and we'll support whatever protocols they want to put in place. But we've got work to do with the provincial government, as we talked about it, and now there's the conversations municipally that need to begin.